Saturday, the day we celebrate the birth of the, Protestantism and everything you all learned about in confirmation. We'll test you on that later. Okay. Pastor Rod Hank, Lindsay Peterson, right? Pastor Ryan Jerome. Pastor Ryan is our associate pastor, and some of you may not have met him yet, but there he is. So we're all really glad to be with you. There are two announcements as we begin our time together tonight. One announcement is that this is the last week for you all to order your greenery or poinsettias online. So if you're planning on doing that, look in the e-news and order them up. All the proceeds will go to support the ministry to Puerto Rico. The other is another ministry opportunity. This is from Heather Evans. She writes, "We are collecting blankets, warm winter gear of all kinds, and personal hygiene items for Colorado fire victims. Bring the items to the church, dropped off in plastic bags and labeled fire relief. Items can be left in front of the church, and we'll bring them in or dropped off at Heather Evans' home, and we can give you that address if you need that. In the interest of COVID protocols, please launder the items prior to donation, and please put them in plastic bags. That way the donations can be handled as little as possible. Items are going to be transported to the Westminster Recreation Center and taken to the people from Granby. And when those needs are met, then the remaining will be taken to the people of Estes Park. It's a grassroots movement, just connections that have been made from friends. So if you're looking for an opportunity, please support that. Monetary donations can be made to the American Red Cross, is what Heather writes. So that's what we have for tonight. We're going to begin our worship this evening in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we'll start the way that we always do, by passing the peace. We just do it in a COVID-friendly way. So wave, give the peace sign, blow kisses, but not really, just like this, right? Do whatever you have to do. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Okay, let's take some time to share that peace. I invite you to remain standing. And tonight, because it is the affirmation of your baptism, we don't have confession like we usually do. We have our thanksgiving for baptism. So, blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who has given us birth, our light and salvation. Amen.
Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism.
We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight.
Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family. Through the Red Sea you led your people Israel from slavery into the freedom of the promised land. At the River Jordan your Son was baptized by John and anointed by the Holy Spirit. Through water and the word, you claim us as your sons and daughters, making us heirs of your promise and servants to all.
We praise you for the gift of water that sustains life. And above all, we praise you for the gift of new life in Jesus Christ. Shower us with your Spirit and renew our lives with your forgiveness, grace, and love.
To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. I'd invite you all to please be seated as we listen, because we're not technically able to sing at this point, but as we listen to our opening hymn, A Mighty Fortress. I'd invite you to please stand as we continue with the reading of the gospel lesson. This evening's gospel is written in the book of St. John, the 8th chapter. Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you, everyone who commits a sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." And this is the gospel of our Lord. Thanks be to God. I invite you all to please be seated.
Hi. This is kind of weird, huh? I'm really glad you're here. So, May 16th, 1998, with a mouthful of metal braces, a brand new fancy white dress with embroidered butterflies on it, hair pulled back in a French twist, and two little ringlets falling around my face, and a smile that stretched for miles and miles because I was getting confirmed today. And what that really meant to me at that time was like getting dressed up and looking cute, standing in front of the church, which made me really nervous, not, and professing my faith as a 13-year-old, because we all have it figured out at 13, right? Well, I sure thought that I did. But what I didn't know at the time was just how significant that experience would become. You see, my grandfather, Palmer, was a Lutheran pastor, and we had a very special connection. He was such a special human to me. And because he was such a special human, his hands were the ones that held me and performed my baptism as a baby. His voice was the one that guided me and celebrated my first communion. His light and life was the inspiration that would eventually bring me into the work of ministry. So, his involvement at my confirmation was in the works long before we even got to that day. When it was my turn to receive the blessing, he switched places with our pastor and performed the blessing over me. No doubt I felt extra special, but the thing I didn't know at the time was that a connection was being made, an everlasting connection, at that exact moment between my grandfather and me during my confirmation service all those years ago. A connection was made between myself and the company of saints, all those who had gone before me. Wait, that wasn't in our lesson books, was it? Losing him 11 years later would prove as heartbreaking and terrible as you could expect. But every single year when we get to gather together for this incredible worship service, I am reminded of that connection. And my grandfather is standing right next to me. He's pouring God's blessings and promises all over me. My grandfather is present again at this confirmation service. What an extraordinary gift. Not knowing then that my life would be blessed in such a way that through staying connected to the past, I am fulfilled and reminded each and every day that those moments in the past have led the way for me. And my prayer for you, my young friends, is that you would look back on this day and feel the love of all of those who have gone before you. And remember that love that surrounds you, the truth that has been etched into your heart, and the everlasting promise of the one who claims you over and over and over again. And just like that metal-mouthed, skinny, and awkward Lindsay who was being introduced to the powers of the Holy Spirit so long ago, and the gift of never being far away from the ones I love the most. Thanks, Grandpa Palmer, and thanks be to God.
So I think what Lindsay is saying to us today, she's talking about the priesthood of all believers. She's talking about the great cloud of witnesses that have helped us to believe. So I like to think that somewhere along the way, I helped each one of you believe a little something, right? Well, nod yes, please, at this point. Thank you. Just be courteous, right? But I know Lindsay has given you gifts. She has talked to you about God. And I know that your parents have, and I know that your grandparents have. And I know that there are some people who love you very much. Maybe your baptismal sponsors, maybe your godparents, they've loved you. They've helped you in what you believe. See, we're confirming you today, but it doesn't just belong to you. This belongs to the church. You know, have you ever done a family tree? No? Okay. Well, it's okay. You don't have to nod or anything. Just sit there like bumps on a log. It's really helpful. All right. Lindsay, if you'd take that side, please. And then Pastor Ryan, if you'd take that side. Oop, the one here. Thank you. And spread out as far as you can. The way I like to think about this is that there's this chain of people who believe in Christ. Like 56 generations from the time Jesus lived on earth to us now. So way back there, you know, people believed in him. And it's moved up this chain until today. This is you. And maybe Lindsay and your parents and your grandparents and all those folks are that link right there. But you know what? They had a link. Grandpa Palmer helped her. I don't know who helped your parents. Ask them. And then there's a link before them, and a link before them, and a link before them. This faith is a gift given to you by all the people in the past. Someday you're going to be the past. Where's that link going to go?
Believe it or not, I actually remember being in your position not that long ago, although every year gets further and further away. I remember this day vividly. I remember being dressed in the white gown, pinned with the red carnation, and on my shoulders were draped a stole that I had made as part of my confirmation project. I remember all of my family packing into the pews to celebrate this momentous occasion. I remember being gathered up with all of my classmates, and most of us were feeling pretty nervous because we didn't want to mess up. But I remember clearly thinking that I knew what this day was really about. I remember thinking, finally, I'm done with church. Finally, I am graduating from church. And in fact, I signed up to be a Sunday school teacher that very next year because it meant I didn't have to go to worship. But of course, you can all see how ironic that is, that I thought I was done with church. I am not done with church, and neither are any of you. Take a moment to be present, to be where you are. Look around you. Seriously, take a look around you. Seriously, take a look around you. See, take it in, take a mental picture. Notice who is here. And in a year like this, notice who's not. Listen to the music of our service. Listen to the sounds of this day. Feel the cloth of the robes that you wear, the texture of the chairs on which you sit. Even lean to the side and give those flowers a little smell. Anything to take it all in. To be present in this time. And then just take a moment to think about how it is God who has brought you to this place, to this time, to this very moment. I know it may be hard to see right now, but cherish this moment. Rejoice in it. Take the time to mourn and grieve what it is not. But be present in it, because it goes so fast. And as life continues forward, remember that we are never done. We're never done with faith, with the church community, with God. Because if there's one thing that I hope we continue to hold on to, it's that God is never done with us.
And aren't we glad that you weren't done with church on that day? And thank you, Pastor Ryan, for reminding us of what it means to be present. To be in this moment, as weird as it is, and to be thankful for God's presence in this present time. My friends, let's heed Pastor Ryan's words, shall we? And here's our hope for you. Live into this moment. Breathe. Go ahead, take a deep breath. Smile. We can see it under that mask. Feel that sense of security and safety as you march on to surely the amazing things that await you in the future.
Speaking of the future, let's go back to the future now. You know, I think I should just tell you right off the bat, the music in the 1980s was clearly the best. Clearly. We had bands like AC/DC, Queen, Journey, Styx, Aerosmith, The Police, Pink Floyd, The Cars, and even REO Speedwagon was better than what we have today. Don't say that too loud, right? Back in the 1980s, the girls had big hair. Yeah, look at your mom's photos when you get home, Abby, okay? And boys had feathered bangs and mullets, sometimes at the same time. Back in the 1980s, people dressed like this, and don't even pretend like you didn't have a pair of parachute pants. I did. And in 1980, 40 years ago, I was confirmed. In my confirmation class at Calvary Lutheran Church in Cibola, Iowa, there were only two people. Two students, one boy, one girl, Rod Hank, Carla Rittmer. And you know how some people talk about how hard their confirmation was for them and how they had to memorize the whole small catechism and then stand up in front of the congregation and then the pastor would ask them a question and they would have to recite part of the catechism back and they didn't know which part it was going to be, so it was really stressful. Yeah, I feel sorry for them in some ways, but on my confirmation day, the pastor had a brilliant idea. At least he thought it was brilliant. And he said, since there are only two of you, he thought that I could stand up in front of God and everybody and preach at my confirmation, give the sermon. I was your age. What did I know? I didn't study the Bible that much. I hadn't gone to seminary. I'd never spoken in public, and well, anyway, thankfully, I can't remember much of that. I think I suppressed it, you know. But I do know this. I stood in front of my mom and my siblings and my grandparents. I stood in front of my family of faith, the people who had raised me to know and love Jesus. And on that day, I told them what God's word was saying to me. But on that day, I have to tell you, I had absolutely no idea that I would be here 40 years later at Joy Lutheran Church talking to you all, that I would be wearing these clothes, and that one day I would be responsible for proclaiming God's word and the right administration of the sacraments. So that reality of being a pastor right now, the reality that I'm experiencing in this moment, makes me wonder. I wonder what would have happened. I wonder how I would have felt. I wonder what it would have been like if I, 50-year-old Pastor Rod, 50-some-year-old Pastor Rod, could go back and whisper into my own 13-year-old ear and say, this is it. This is what God is going to ask you to do for the rest of your life. This is how the Holy Spirit is going to move you into the future. This is your call. I've been thinking about you guys a lot lately. And I look at you and I wonder for you. What's happening here makes me wonder, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I wonder what the Holy Spirit is going to call you to do.
You see what has happened here? Past, present, future, all of these things are wrapped up in this day. We are a product of thousands of years of faithfulness. We are a product of the saints who have come before us, all leading us to this very day, this very moment. You are called into the communion of saints. You are a living testimony to the church's past, present, and future. But throughout it all, there has been one constant, and that is the calling of God. The God who called to those before you is the same God who calls to you now in this point, and it is the same God who will continue to call you into your future. Whether it be your job or your life decisions or your relationships, God will continue to call you. We may not know where we are being led or what our future will look like, as all of us can attest to. But I can promise you one thing that all of us know to be true. You will be called to preach. Maybe as a pastor, but maybe not. But perhaps more likely, you will be called to preach in your words and in your actions, in your work and in your play. You will be called to preach. Because that is what God calls us to do, no matter where our lives lead. You and I and all are called, like those before us and those who are with us now, and for the sake of those who are to come, we are called to preach with all of our lives, with all of our well-being, the good news that God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, and we've been striving for and growing in grace and love ever since. So whatever you do, wherever you are, wherever the Spirit leads you, remember where you have come from. Take note of where you are and trust that it is God who walks with you into the future, calling you to preach and to live and to be the good news of Christ. Amen.
And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. I invite you all to listen to a piece of special music that's picked out today. I think it's Morning Cry.
I was there to hear your morning cry. I'll be there when you are born. I rejoice the day you were baptized to see your life unfold. I was there when you were but a child with a faith to suit you well. In a blaze of light you wandered on to find where demons dwell. When you heard the wonder of the word, I was there to cheer you on. You were raised to praise the living Lord, to whom you now belong. Someone to share your time, and you join your hearts as one. I'll be there to make your verses rhyme from dusk till rising sun. In the middle ages of your life, not to hold no longer. I'll be there to guide you through the night, complete what I've begun. When the evening gently closes in, and you shut your weary eyes, I'll be there as I have always been, with just one more surprise. I was there to hear your morning I'll be there when you are there. I rejoice the day you were baptized to see your life unfold.
Dear friends, we give thanks for the gift of baptism and for these young people, one with us in the body of Christ, who are making public affirmation of their baptism. I present Laurel Caranta, Tyler Darrington, Joshua Cordova, and Noah Blom, who desire to make public affirmation of their baptism. Let us pray. Merciful God, we thank you for these sisters and brothers whom you have made your own by water and the word in baptism. You have called them to yourself, enlightened them with the gifts of your Spirit, and nourished them in the community of faith. Uphold your servants in the gifts and promises of baptism, and unite the hearts of all whom you have brought to new birth. We ask this in the name of Christ. Amen.
All right. I ask you, confirmands, to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, to reject sin and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? If so, say, I renounce them. Oh, we got to forcefully, right? We're rejecting the devil and all the forces that defy God. Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? If so, say, I renounce them. All right, last one. Good push here, right? Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? If so, say, I renounce them. Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? If so, say, I do. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, who descended into hell, and on the third day rose again, where he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and that he will come to judge the living and the dead? If so, say, I do. Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting? If so, say, I do.
Public profession of your faith. So I ask you, do you intend to continue in the covenant God has made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear God's word and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through your words and your deeds, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth? If so, each one of you individually say, I do, and I ask God to help and guide me. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through the water and the Holy Spirit you have given new birth, that you cleanse us from sin, and that you raise us all to eternal life. Amen.
My name is Noah Blum. I'm an 8th grader at Sierra Middle School. My chosen verse is Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not rely on your own understanding. This has been a weird year. The coronavirus, COVID-19, has changed all of our lives, even going as far as stopping us from being together in person today. COVID-19 has stopped us from going to school, team activities, church, and anywhere else we want to gather. However, God has been there for us the whole time, and as Proverbs 3:5 states, we need to trust that God has and always will be with us. The second part of this verse reads, Do not rely on your own understanding. In this time, we have to trust God and let Him guide us. One of the most influential places for me to grow on this faith journey is camp. Whether I go to Rainbow Trail or Sky Ranch, I always feel closer to God. Not only because I am physically higher in altitude, but because of the time I spend in nature. Nature was created by God, and although everything was made by Him, it was one of the first things He made. I learned my verse, Proverbs 3:5, while I was at Rainbow Trail Lutheran Camp. Being at camp is also a great time to be alone with God and not feel crowded. It is a place to trust God and let Him guide you. It is a time to let the Holy Spirit flow through you. Camp is where you can connect with God any time of the day. Camp has taught me to trust God and has been an important part of my faith journey. 2 years ago, on March 4th, 2018, my grandfather passed away from cancer. At the time, it was devastating. I had always gone camping with him, and he taught me multiple things about staying prepared. I had a hard time trusting God. I thought that he was trying to punish me and everyone else close to my grandfather. I soon realized that even though he died, he is never gone. He will always be with us. I know that he is in heaven, not only because of God's promise, by sacrificing his only Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ, but because he was a pastor and a follower of God. When I realized that he was in heaven, I started to trust the Lord, knowing that I will see my grandfather again. I come from a family full of pastors. Both of my grandfathers were pastors, and my dad is a pastor. From the moment I was baptized, I was beginning my pathway with God. I am confirming that path through this faith statement. Since I come from a family of pastors, I have always been connected to church and God. My faith journey has been an amazing adventure from the time I was baptized to now, when I'm being confirmed. Throughout my journey, I have been helped tremendously. I have been helped by my parents, my grandparents, my sister, my aunt, my uncles, my cousins, my friends, my pastors, my youth group leaders, my mentors, everyone who goes to this church, and even my dog. But the most important person who has helped me through my journey is my Lord, our God, our Father in heaven. Without any of these people, my path may have been different. With these people in my life, I have chosen this verse, trust in the Lord with all your heart, do not rely on your own understanding, as the verse I will continue my faith journey with as a reminder that God will always be there for me. I would like to thank you all for your support, and thank you for listening.
Noah's confirmation verse, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own understanding.
I ask that if you would place a hand, those who are gathered here with Noah, and let us pray. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Noah the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm his faith, guide his life, empower him in his life, give him patience in suffering, and bring him to everlasting life. Would all God's people say, Amen.
Noah, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven.
My name is Laurel Caranta, and I'm an 8th grader at Liberty Middle School, and will soon be a freshman at Grandview. My family and I have always gone to church, and I very clearly remember my first Sunday school here at Joy. We were doing all the normal Sunday school things, crafts, talking about Jesus, when all of a sudden, with little warning, Becca Ruth starts banging her head on the table. It's safe to say that I didn't realize we would become such good friends, let alone grow with her for these amazing 3 years and end up getting confirmed with her. We went from weird little kids to teenagers ready to confirm their faith. We grew up. And as a very high-stress person that comes who doesn't like change, growing up and everything that comes with it can be scary for me. The added responsibilities, taxes, jobs, etc. But Proverbs 22:6 is something I will always turn to when I get nervous about the unknown and what's to come. Saying, train your children in the right way, and when old they will not stray, helps reassure me that God will forever be by my side when I need it and even when I don't think I do. At the beginning of 2020, it registered with me that I'd be moving on to high school in the fall and leaving the school and environment that I'm comfortable with. But I soon remembered that Jeremiah 29:11 said, "For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for your harm, to give you a future with hope." There will always be the fact of the unknown, and everyone will always grow up and change. But as disciples of the Lord, we have a choice to embrace it and trust Him, or let the fear consume us and stray from God's path. God has a plan, and we should trust in it. Throughout the last 3 years, I've been able to learn so many new things and strengthen my relationships with so many people, but especially God. I was able to learn and better my understanding of how and why God has done things in the past and even things yet to come. Moving forward, I know I'll be able to turn to my favorite verses for reassurance and God for anything at all. It's hard to put all your faith and trust into one person, but with the support of the people around me, the tools I gained through confirmation, and in the knowledge that God is forever by my side, I'm beyond excited to confirm my faith and continue my journey through the unknown. Because while growing up can be scary, we have to trust in God. Because with God, everything and anything is possible.
Laurel selected two confirmation verses. The first one is Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Train your children in the right way, and when old, they will not stray. And the second is Jeremiah 29:11. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not for your harm, to give you a future with hope.
Please put your hands on Laura. Laurel. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, we ask that you stir up in Laurel the gift of your Holy Spirit, confirm her faith, guide her life, empower her in her serving, give her patience in suffering, and bring her to everlasting life. Amen. All right, you're confirmed.
Laurel, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven.
Josh Cordova. I'm 14 years old and I live in Parker, Colorado. I go to Cimarron Middle School, and while I think school is important, I think something that's bigger and more important to me is God. I know that whether I'm in a sport needing encouragement and strength, I know that I'll always have God by my side, or if I'm in a tough time in life. And no matter how far away I run from God, I know that He will always be willing to let me right back into His graciousness. In Luke 15:11 through 32, it talks about a man who had asked his father for his part of his wealth, his inheritance. And his father says yes, and once the money had gone to the man, he went to a far land. And he had spent all of his money in a short amount of time partying and wasting it not graciously. He went through his money really fast, and he ended up living with the pigs, feeding them and eating the same food as them. He eventually gave up and went back to his father, not expecting to be taken in, but when he arrived at home, his The man said to his father, Father, I have sinned against both you, heaven, and you, and I am no longer worthy of being your son. But his father called the servants, and they feasted, and for the amount the man had sinned, his father still took him in. The story is the father and the man. This story, God is the father, and the man is all the people under God's glory. And it means no matter how far away you go, sin, or betray God, he will always let you back into his graciousness. Although I feel these verses are very important to me, I chose Romans 5, 1 through 2. These verses say, therefore, since we have made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into a place of undeserved privilege where we now stand and confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. This is important to me because I know that no matter how far I run away from God, I know that I will always be forgiven no matter how undeserved his love is. I have been through a lot in my life, from not wanting to live to having the best weeks of my life. But the thing that sticks through is I had a God on my side the entire time. On June 17th, 2019, a Monday, we drove to see my best friend Logan in North Carolina. From the 17th to the 28th, we just did whatever. But we went to a church camp at Wake Forest. And I could easily say that this was my favorite 2 weeks I've ever had, with no worries or stress of younger brothers or siblings. I had a sense of freedom, but what really sticks through to me, it's not about the freedom or the fun aspect. It's about how I really learned what it meant to be loved by God and what it meant to be a Christian, and that it's more than a confirmation or just going to church on Sundays. I found that his everlasting love that Christ is, no matter how bad I could ever mess up, that God is not only willing but wanting me to come back to him and accept his love and affirmation.
Joshua's confirmation verse, Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 2. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into a place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory.
If you would all place a hand on Joshua. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Joshua the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm his faith, guide his life, empower him in his service, give him patience in suffering, and bring him to everlasting life. Amen.
Joshua, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven.
Tyler Darrington, and this is my faith statement. When I was baptized, I became a child of God. I was lucky enough to have my grandpa baptize me, even though I don't remember it, but it's still cool knowing that he did.
Hi, Tyler. Blessings on your preparation for confirmation. We live at a time with lots of changes. Some of the things that have been normal, now there's a new normal. But I remember when you were baptized. I remember sealing you with the sign of the cross, marking you with the cross, and sealing you with the gift of the Holy Spirit. And remembering that Jesus said to you, I claim you as my child. I will love you forever, and nothing will change that. You are always mine. That's a normal that will never be changed. And so as you prepare for your confirmation, I simply want you to remember that you are loved, that love of God will guide you, His Holy Spirit will watch over you. You will be empowered as you continue to serve and live each day. Take care.
I chose Matthew 16:24-25 as my Bible verse because it was my grandma's when she was confirmed in 1957. That verse in today's words would be, those who follow Christ must deny themselves of selfish and self-serving things and embrace being His disciple in order to be saved. I was raised with daily prayer in my life, and I still pray every day. I pray for the people who don't put God first and hope that they do. I do special prayers for grandmas, grandpas, family and friends, those who are sick, those who have lost loved ones, those who are poor, those who are homeless, the hungry, and those who don't know you in hopes that they find you. I pray for the people who choose themselves over Jesus every night, as the Bible verse talks about. I have faith that Christ is always listening to our prayers and answering them, even if it's not the way we want them answered. The last 3 years of confirmation has helped me with my faith. Things are constantly changing through good and bad times, but I know God's love for me never changes. Thank you to all who have helped me along the way, and I promise to do the same for others. God's blessings to you.
Tyler's confirmation verse comes from Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 25. Then Jesus told his disciples, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it."
I invite you to lay hands on Tyler. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Tyler the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm his faith, guide his life, empower him in his serving, give him patience in suffering, and bring him to everlasting life. Amen.
All right. Tyler, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Newly confirmed sister and brothers in Christ, please stand. We rejoice with you in the life of baptism. Together we will give thanks and praise to God and proclaim the good news to all the world.
Everybody, yeah. Invite you to be seated. There's a piece of special music right now.
May the angels protect you, trouble neglect you, heaven accept you, and it's time to go home. May you always have plenty, your glass never empty, and know in your belly you're never alone. May your tears come from laughing, you find friends worth having, with every year passing, they mean more than gold. May you win but stay humble, smile more than grumble, and know when you stumble, you're never alone. Never.